Well, good evening, and a Merry Christmas to you. Well, almost Merry Christmas. Welcome to worship this evening at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We're blessed to have you with us. If you don't get enough singing this evening, we also want to invite you on Sunday to come. We have a special 10 o'clock hymn sing that we are having all together at 10 a.m. And so we invite you to join us for that service if you want to sing some of your favorite Christmas carols as well. With that, I invite you to stand as you are able, as together we begin our worship. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Come, let us adore him.
May the light and peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us take a moment to share Christ's peace with one another. Singing of our first hymn. All of our hymns and liturgy can be found in your bulletin. Forgiveness. Mary accepted your call to be the mother of Jesus.
Forgive our lack of faith and trust in your will.
Your son was born in the poverty of a stable.
Forgive our neglect of the poor.
The shepherds left their flock and went to Bethlehem.
Forgive our selfishness and complacency.
The Magi followed the star to find the Savior of the nations.
Forgive our reluctance to seek you with all our hearts.
The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. With great joy I announce to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Amen. lesson from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light will shine. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult in dividing plunder, for the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it in justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to register with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, on this night as we prepare for your birth, we ask that we would be bold in our witness of all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do in this world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. So this Christmas, I've been thinking about the whole cast of characters that normally go into our Christmas story. First off, we have Jesus. He's kind of a big one. But there are a lot of other characters. Think of what you would see in a nativity set or in a children's play. You're going to have a Mary, probably a Joseph, some angels, maybe a kid dressed up as a sheep. And you're also going to usually have the wise men and the shepherds. There's always shepherds, or at least one little shepherd boy, right? Yeah, thanks. So I've been thinking a lot about these last people, this last group of people, the shepherds. I've been thinking a lot about the shepherds this season. And I'm thinking about how they fit into this Christmas story. They're often kind of a thrown on the end part. You know, usually when you have more kids than you have roles in the Christmas play, and you need to give them 3, 5, 8 shepherds, sure, pile them in. But the shepherds are important to our story. Our Christmas story says that the shepherds went with haste. The shepherds were out spending most of their days walking the Judean countryside, counting and corralling their sheep. And this particular crew was on the midnight watch, so they probably weren't too high in that socioeconomic level. And yet it was these people, these men, these shepherds, who are the first witnesses to Christ in our world. I imagine if I was in their shoes, I'd be a little bit confused when trying to get a few hours of shut-eye, suddenly an angel appeared and says, "Great things are going to happen. Good news to you today. A Savior is born. It is the Messiah." As the shepherd, I might be thinking, "Great, we've been waiting for this." And then they say, "But this baby is just wrapped in some bands of cloth, some shards, some stray pieces of cloth. And oh yeah, you're going to find this king in a manger, in a stable, in a barn." I don't know if I would have gone with haste. I think I would have been a little perplexed. I think I would have been a little skeptical. I think I would have said, "Really? That's how the Messiah is coming?"
Yep.
He did, and just like you, little man, those shepherds, their eyes were open. Their eyes were open to see that God is coming in an unexpected place, because that's what Jesus is doing from here on out. What if our prayers, were to have our eyes open to see God in unexpected places, and indeed to expect God in unexpected places? What if we started each and every day asking God to open our eyes and look for the ways that God is at work in our world? Wouldn't we be a little more inclined to then open our hands to do God's work in our world? Some members of this church have heard me tell that my parents just got back from a little over a month spent in Tanzania. They were working there at the Dodomo Christian Medical Clinic, doing some medical work there, doing some filing work. My mother did a little bit of capturing it on their, with some photographs and some stories. And I was asking them about this, about what they did each day in, day out. And the thing that always kind of struck my ear, maybe it's because I'm a pastor, is that they started every day, 7 a.m., the entire medical staff, the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses, the clerks, whomever was not needed right then, they started at 7 a.m. with morning devotions. The Dodomo Christian Medical Center starts at 7 a.m. with devotions and prayer, and then they start their rounds. One of the last days that they were there, my mother, on her blog that she was writing, included a copy of the prayer that they would end their devotion time with. And she pasted it up there, and she said they all read it in Swahili, but they were kind enough to translate it into English for those Americans who happened to be there. And she sent it to me, and it struck my ear when I heard it. And I thought, what if we started our day with a prayer like this? O Lord of all nations and people, thank you for the gift of life and the blessings you give to us every day. We welcome you to be with us in our workspace at all times. We ask you, Father, to bless us employees of the DCMC. Bless us as we help our patients so that we can show your greatness and the faith and love you inspire to them. Let our work bring good health and hope to all Tanzanians. Lord, we pray for our country. Bless its entire people to stay in peace and love forever. Bless our leaders to ground the nation in roots of justice, equality, patriotism, and humility, so that we can encounter your greatness in our communities. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. What if we started each day like that? What if we began our work every day saying, God, we ask you to show up in this place and open our eyes to see how we can be of service and be with our leaders, be with our government, be with our doctors, be with our nurses, be with those who are ill, that they may see your greatness at work? What if we prayed as if we believe that God could do the unexpected and the powerful? If the shepherds were able to find the Savior in a barn, would we believe it if we were led to find a newborn Savior in a homeless shelter or a truck stop or a refugee camp? Do you know how the shepherds found Jesus? They went looking for him. The angel said, "He's there. Now go." And they went. They didn't hesitate. They didn't pause. They didn't question. They didn't say, "Certainly this is unexpected and untrue." They went with haste. And they found Jesus. The shepherds went looking for God. The wise men went looking for God. They went into the world looking for and expecting the Messiah, expecting greatness, and they found it. Not how they thought they would, but they found it. They found him. They found Jesus. So I ask, will we go looking? Will we go seeking God? Will you go out into the world looking? Will you go into your next day or week or month or year looking for what God is up to? Because if you do, I bet you will be surprised. Oftentimes, we expect or want God to prove himself in big, grand gestures of our lives. But what if we went into the world expecting God to already be there? And then look for the small ways, the simple ways, the unexpected ways that the Lord is already at work. What Jesus did that very first Christmas was break into our human world, showing up in the ordinary. Tonight, God shows up in our singing and in our prayers. Tonight, we find Jesus in the bread and the wine. Tonight, we can see God in vigils and protests, in hospitals and homes, in prisons and palaces and police squads. Tonight, God is in the joy of being welcomed home and in the fear of being homeless. Tonight, God is in our great works and in our humiliating failures. Tonight, we see God sitting next to us in the pew and sleeping on a park bench. Because tonight, we're not just celebrating Jesus' birth, but God's breaking into the world. So where else will we see God this year? Where else will God show up? The answer, if you're bold enough, as the shepherds were, is that wherever you are looking, God is already there. Amen.
Thank you.
the church, for the world, and for all of those in need. Lord, we bring to your manger a vision of the reign of the Prince of Peace, that the nations and tribes and peoples of this world will see and cherish in each other the very image of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, tonight we bring to your manger the hopes and dreams of all the years, that with Mary and Joseph, angels and archangels, saints and martyrs, loved ones of every time and every place, our prayers and praises join in a common song, uniting heaven and earth. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Jesus, we bring to the manger this night concern for all of those who have no place to lay their head, for those who dwell in the shadow of loneliness, despair, illness, or death. We come begging that the child for whom there was no room will open the doors of our hearts to those in need. Lord, in your mercy. As God's people gather together, we take this time to lift our prayers up to the Lord, knowing that he hears all that we ask.
Lord, bless my grandchildren, Adrian and Ashley, to be safe, healthy, and strong. Protect them, watch over them, Lord. No harm will come over them. Bless my sisters and my brother, and their children also. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
And finally, Lord, on this night that we prepare for your arrival, we pray that we would continue to seek you in those unexpected places, in those small places, in those ordinary places of our lives where you are always there. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, receive our prayers and continue to reveal your salvation in the sight of all people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we offer our gifts back to God, who first gave us all that we have.
Thank you.
prayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant of my blood, given and shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." As often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death and resurrection until he returns in glory. And we pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, in the incarnation of your Son, you have united earth and heaven. May we who have tasted heavenly things share the gift of your presence with all the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Oh.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the light was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Christmas morning, may we seek the newborn King. Amen.